Chairperson Minchev, Prime Minister Petkov, members of the National Assembly, many congratulations on the anniversary of Bulgaria's accession to NATO. 18 years ago today, your country joined our alliance, and Bulgaria has been a committed ally ever since. I'm grateful for Bulgaria's contributions to our shared security, not least in the Black Sea region, which is of great strategic importance for NATO, where you provide important capabilities, including ships to NATO's patrols. Bulgaria also helps build stability in the Western Balkans by contributing to NATO's peacekeeping mission in Kosovo. And you host a force integration unit in Sofia as part of NATO's forward presence. This unit represents a visible and persistent NATO presence in your country. Bulgaria's contributions are even more important as at this defining moment for our security. President Putin's war in Ukraine is causing death and destruction every day, threatening the security of Europe and challenging the entire international order. NATO allies condemn this war and call on President Putin to stop it immediately, withdraw all his forces and engage in diplomacy. NATO allies are imposing unprecedented costs on Russia and have significantly stepped up our support to Ukraine, including with large quantities of anti-tank and anti-missile equipment to help save Ukrainian lives. Bulgaria has sent humanitarian aid to Ukraine, including shelter equipment and medical supplies, and you have been receiving Ukrainian refugees. In response to this new reality, NATO is increasing its deterrence and defence. There are now hundreds of thousands of forces on heightened alert across the alliance, 100,000 US troops in Europe, and around 40,000 troops under direct NATO command, mostly in the eastern part of the alliance, backed by major air and naval power, as well as air defences. Allies have sent troops to Bulgaria. Spain has sent Eurofighter jets, and the Netherlands will soon send F-35s, working side by side with the Bulgarian Air Forces. And you are setting up a new NATO multinational battle group. This is transatlantic solidarity in action. It sends an unmistakable message that we all stand together. We will protect Bulgaria and defend every inch of Allied territory. One for all and all for one. Our increased presence is defensive, not to provoke a conflict, but to prevent a conflict, to preserve peace. In this more dangerous world, we cannot take peace for granted. So we must invest even more in defence to keep our nation safe. Defence budgets across NATO have gone up for 7 consecutive years, and we must continue this momentum. So I encourage Bulgaria and all allies to invest a minimum of 2% of GDP on defence. Over 2 decades ago, Bulgaria freely chose to go down the Euro-Atlantic path and join NATO. On the 29th of March 2004, you officially became a member. It has made your country more secure. It has further cemented democracy and freedom across Europe. And it has made our alliance even stronger. I know I can count on Bulgaria's continued commitment to NATO in the future. Congratulations again on this anniversary, and I thank you very much for all that you do for our shared security.